You're also involved with two SWOG studies looking at the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab. Can you talk about that?
There are two studies looking at groups of patients who we perceive as maybe benefiting more from erlotinib, and that is the never smokers, which are involved in one study, and the other study are patients with bronchoalveolar carcinoma or adenocarcinoma with bronchoalveolar carcinoma component to it. And these patients are going to be given the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab, which has looked promising in other trials. So they have just started, so there are not very many patients on the trials. There'll be also biologic correlates, which I think are important in order to determine whether certain aspects of the tumor are going to predict response.
What kind of correlates? Mutations?
Mutations, EGFR expression, FISH analysis.
Is that a combination that you ever find yourself utilizing off study?
Not right now. We do have a study also that we're participating in looking at erlotinib plus bevacizumab or placebo as second-line treatment. And I think I'd like to see the results of that study first. So that's a phase 3 trial.
I think the clinical scenario that maybe I've heard people talk about is the non-smoker or a mutation carrier, what FISH positive, if you mm-hmm. have any of that stuff, who gets chemo-bev, has a good response. You stop the chemo, keep the bev going in this year maintenance thing that you're talking about.
Right.
And then the question is, at that point, while the bev's going, do you add in erlotinib? I guess it's a little bit of a proactive kind of gutsy thing to think about, but I've heard people talk about it. What do you think about that?
Well, I guess, you know, there are exceptions to the rule. I like to see my evidence in front of me before combining certain agents. I suspect that in that particular patient, even I might be willing to combine the two.
Interesting.